Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking exam. Describe a person who is very thoughtful. I, introduction. The IELTS speaking test evaluates several key aspects of your spoken English: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Each part of the test has its own unique challenges, and understanding how to effectively respond can make a significant difference in your band score. Questions that ask you to describe a person who is very thoughtful are common in the Part 2 section of the IELTS speaking test. It's essential to demonstrate a rich vocabulary, structured narrative, and a variety of sentence structures in your response. This guide will walk you through the types of questions you might encounter, provide sample responses, and offer tips for achieving a high band score. 2. Main content. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this part, the examiner will ask you questions about yourself and general topics such as home, family, work, studies, and interests. Here are some typical questions. Common questions in Part 1. Can you describe a person who has influenced you a lot? Sample answer. A person who has significantly influenced me is my grandmother. She is incredibly kind and always considers other people's feelings. Her thoughtfulness has taught me the importance of empathy and understanding in our daily interactions. Analysis. This answer clearly addresses the question and illustrates your personal connection to the influential person, showcasing your ability to use relevant vocabulary and grammatical structures. Part 2. Long Turn. In Part 2, you will be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to cover. You have 1 minute to prepare and should aim to speak for up to 2 minutes. Cue card example. Describe a person who is very thoughtful. You should say who the person is, how you know this person, what this person does that is thoughtful, and explain how you feel about this person. Sample answer. A person who embodies thoughtfulness is my best friend, Sarah. I first met Sarah during our university years. She has this incredible knack for understanding when someone needs support, often anticipating needs before they are expressed. For example, during exam periods, Sarah would always bring snacks and motivational notes to help everyone stay focused and positive. Her actions have fostered a supportive and nurturing environment among our group of friends. I genuinely admire her thoughtful nature and feel privileged to have her in my life. The way she cares for others has inspired me to be more considerate and proactive in my own relationships. Analysis. This answer is well organized and uses advanced vocabulary, e.g., embodies, incredible knack, anticipating needs, fostered, and complex sentence structures, which are crucial for a higher band score. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic discussed in Part 2. This part evaluates your ability to discuss and justify opinions, analyze, and speculate. Example questions. Why do you think some people are more thoughtful than others? Sample answer. I believe that the level of thoughtfulness varies greatly among individuals due to several factors. Firstly, upbringing plays a crucial role. Those raised in an environment where kindness and empathy are valued often exhibit more thoughtful behavior. Additionally, personal experiences, such as overcoming hardships, can heighten one's sensitivity to others' needs. Lastly, cultural influences also shape how individuals perceive and practice thoughtfulness, with some cultures placing a higher emphasis on communal well-being than others. Analysis. This response effectively uses high-level vocabulary, e.g., upbringing, empathy, heighten, communal well-being, and showcases the candidate's ability to present well-reasoned arguments and complex sentence constructions. Key vocabulary and structures for high scores. Vocabulary. Empathy, empathy, noun, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, her empathy makes her particularly thoughtful towards people who are going through tough times. Compassionate, passionate, adjective, feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. Example, he is a compassionate leader who always prioritizes the well-being of his team. Altruistic, altruistic, adjective, showing a selfless concern for the well-being of others. Example, her altruistic nature drives her to volunteer at the local shelter every weekend. Structures, complex sentences. Sarah, who I met during university, always understands when someone needs support, often anticipating needs before they are expressed. comparative structures. Some people are more thoughtful than others because of their upbringing and personal experiences. Subordinate clauses. I believe that the level of thoughtfulness varies because, firstly, upbringing plays a crucial role. 3. Examiner's tips. Practice regularly. Regular speaking practice enhances fluency and confidence. Record yourself and evaluate your pronunciation, fluency, and use of vocabulary. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a variety of words and expressions related to everyday experiences and topics. This helps you avoid repetition and improve your lexical resource score. Mock speaking tests. Engage in mock speaking tests with friends or a tutor to simulate the exam environment and receive constructive feedback. Stay coherent and structured. Ensure that your responses are well organized. Use cohesive devices to connect your ideas logically. Be natural. While it's important to use varied vocabulary and complex structures, don't force it. Your speech should sound natural and fluent. By following these guidelines and immersing yourself in meaningful practice, you can significantly improve your chances of achieving a high band score on the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.